friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying today, Lean Not on Your Own Understanding, based on Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Let's pray. Lord, as we open your word, purify our hearts, open up our ears to hear, open up our hearts to desire you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the most beloved and useful proverbs in the Bible consists of two verses tucked in the middle of a father's advice to his son, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. It is as brief as it is profound. As we begin, it's good to review the Hebrew poetic form known as parallelism, typically two lines or colas that say about the same thing, with the second often taking the thought a bit further. For example, Proverbs 2:11, discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Sometimes you'll find three lines in parallel, as in our passage, a tricola. Read it again, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6a, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Let's look at each of these in turn. First, trust in the Lord with all your heart. The word trust here expresses that sense of well-being and security which results from having something or someone in whom to place confidence. The object of that trust is Yahweh. The extent of that trust is with all your heart. The next line is similar, but it looks at it from the negative, what not to do. It gives a powerful mental picture. Lean not on your own understanding. The verb has the idea of putting your weight on something, trusting that it will not give way. We are to trust in God, but not put our weight on our own limited understanding, insight, or discernment. It is so easy for us to miss a key piece of the puzzle, and thus completely misunderstand or misconstrue a situation. We seek wisdom. We desire discernment. But we must realize that our understanding is imperfect. Verse 7a underscores this, do not be wise in your own eyes. The third line of our passage fills out the idea. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Most of the standard English translations render the Hebrew verb yada as acknowledge. In English, acknowledge means to recognize the rights, authority, or status of, which, in practice, often amounts to giving a nod in God's direction and hoping for his approval. But the word in Hebrew is much, much broader and richer than acknowledge. Yada, to know, can describe God's knowledge of man, a person's knowledge, one's skill in hunting, one's ability to distinguish between, etc. But it can also express acquaintance with a person, describe the most intimate acquaintance, even a sexual relation, and finally, one's relation to God. So perhaps it's better to read this line as, in all your ways, know him. It involves much more than an acknowledgement, rather a seeking to know, an earnestness to find his will. Eugene Peterson in The Message paraphrases the idea this way. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. A casual acknowledgement of God can mask an arrogance that doesn't really desire to know. We can develop a practiced deafness towards God when we actually only want him to rubber stamp our own plans with the word approved. But when we seek to know God and listen for his voice, there is a humility, an openness. That very humility allows us to listen to him and discern his way. Without humility, we will never have wisdom. If we trust, lean, and listen, the promise is grand. And now the last line, verse 6b. He will make your paths straight. Verse 6a begins, in all your ways, referring to one's path or road, figuratively, one's way or lifestyle. Verse 6b includes a close synonym. King James Version translates the verb as to direct, but it is better rendered to make straight, level, the opposite of crooked, bent. The verb can also suggest the idea of being ethically upright. When we patiently and faithfully seek God, he will respond by straightening our paths and leveling them out so that we can actually live in his presence and pleasure. These verses are often looked to as a key to receive guidance and direction from the Lord, especially because the King James translation direct your paths. And certainly they are a guide to seeking God's will. But even more, they are a guide to straightening out our lives. What is our part in this? One, trust, rely on, cling to the Lord. Do your best to come to him with an undivided heart, a heart that casts all its cares upon the Lord and is not motivated by fear, but by faith. Like the desperate father whose son was troubled, I believe, help my unbelief. Two, surrender your insistence on understanding. Sometimes we demand answers from God before we'll obey. I have to understand. After all, I am a sovereign human being responsible for all my actions. No, we are servants, foot soldiers, not generals. He is the general. Only he needs to comprehend the overall plan. Three, seek to know the Lord deeply. Spend time before him, listening, silent. So often in prayer we seek some goal, some thing, and that is valid. But so often we fail to seek the Lord himself and become acquainted with his ways. Let every path you find yourself on be bathed in prayer and trust. He cares about you and all the details of your life. Don't seek God's approval for your plans. Rather, seek to discern his plans for you and then follow them. The promise, of course, is wonderful. Yes, he will guide us, but he will also straighten out and level up our paths as we seek him and live our lives in him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we do want to know you. We do seek you. Oh God, draw each of us closer to you. Give us a hunger to know you better. And as we do that, we know, O Lord, that you're going to guide us much more effectively and joyfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.